Well, indeed, as we are reminded that we do have Thanksgiving this week, and there are a lot of things to be thankful for, I want to pray a prayer written by Reverend Eugene Pickett that reminds us not only to be thankful of the things that are just real close to us, those things that are obvious, those things that we come in contact with on a daily basis, but that there is a broader perspective of gratitude, that there are many things bigger and broader to be grateful for. And so this will be a prayer where we share in a responsive prayer. We will share it together. When you hear me say to you, O Lord, you respond with, we give thanks this day. And so I will say to you, O Lord, let us pray. Almighty, majestic, sovereign God, for the grandeur of your creation, for worlds known and unknown, galaxies beyond galaxies, filling us with awe and challenging our imaginations, to you, O Lord, for this beautiful yet fragile planet Earth, its times and its tides, its sunsets and its seasons, to you, O Lord, for the miracle and joy of human life, its wonders and surprises, its hopes and achievements, to you, O Lord, for our human community, children made in your image, for our common past and our future hope, for our oneness which transcends all separation, for the capacity of brave people to work for peace and justice in the midst of hostility and oppression, to you, O Lord, for high hopes and noble causes, for sacrifice and commitment, for understanding when views are not shared, to you, O Lord. For all who have labored and suffered for a more peaceful world, for all who have died so that others might live in dignity and freedom, to you, O Lord. For our free will, for your divine presence among us, for opportunities to change and grow, to work and play, to experience this gift of life. To you, O Lord. And for you, O God, whose steadfast love endures forever, whose grace knows no bounds, whose peace passes all understanding, and who is ever present in our time of need. To you, O Lord, and all the people of God said, Amen. I share with you what Paul wrote to the church in Thessalonica. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. And so I share with you a prayer by Cindy McMinniman who reminds us to be thankful in all circumstances. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for the times you have said no. It reminds me that you know what's best for me, even when my opinion differs from yours. Thank you, Lord, for the things that you have withheld from me. You have protected me from what I may never realize. Thank you, God, for the doors you have closed. They have prevented me from going where you would rather not have me go. Thank you, Lord, for the physical pain you've allowed in my life. It has helped me more closely relate to your sufferings on my behalf. Thank you, God, for the uncertainties I've experienced. They have deepened my trust in you. Thank you, Lord, for the losses I've experienced. They have been a reminder that you are my greatest gain. Thank you, God, for the times I haven't been able to control my circumstances. They have reminded me that you are sovereign and you are on the throne. Thank you, God, for those people in my life whom you have called home to be with you. Their absence from this earth keeps my heart longing for heaven. Thank you, God, for the great gift of your forgiveness through your perfect Son's death on the cross on my behalf. Thank you, Father, that you know me, you hear me, and you see my tears. Remind me through difficult times that you are God, you are on the throne, and you are eternally good. And thank you, Lord, not only for my eternal salvation, but for the salvation you afford every day of my life, as you save me from myself, my own limited insights, and my frailties, as I strive to walk in the light of your power and strength and love. Amen.